Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Golden Highway at Cassilis is still affected in both directions after a cattle truck crashed this morning. Emergency services were called to the highway near Pembroke Road just before 9 a.m. after reports the truck had crashed. A vet was on scene as some cattle died in the accident, and there were assessments underway most of the day to determine if any more cattle need to be euthanised at the scene. New South Wales ambulance paramedics arrived just after 9:30, and a 40-year-old male driver was taken to Mudgee Hospital with minor injuries. Allow some extra travel time as there is contraflow in place. Meantime, there's more roadworks on the Upper Hunters roads tomorrow as well. There are changed traffic conditions on Gresford Road at Redburnberry to carry out essential maintenance work on Redburnberry Bridge over the Hunter River. Transport for New South Wales will carry out the work, including cleaning the bridge draining system from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow, depending on the weather. Upper Hunter Homeless Support has received a funding boost for a mobile domestic violence resources program. The organisation has received $150,000 through the New South Wales Government's funding injection into frontline domestic violence support. The mobile domestic violence resources program, providing information and a referral pathway for people escaping DV in Muswellbrook, the Upper Hunter Shire and Singleton areas. For confidential advice, support and referrals, contact 1800 RESPECT, the New South Wales Domestic Violence Hotline, which is 1800 656463, or the Men's Referral Service on 1300 766 491. And the upgrade works at Wilson Memorial Oval at Murrurundi start this week, and from today, the old grandstand and canteen area is fenced off, ready for demolition. The $537,000 worth of construction work will be done by the Flying Builder and includes two change rooms with showers, male, female and accessible toilets, a referee's change room, canteen and bar, storage space and seating for 160 facing the oval. The old grandstand, canteen and change facilities will be demolished, and the old trees on either side of it will also be removed. Work has been discussed with local sporting groups for years, so council is very happy to see it starting to progress and will be looking to get further grant funding to complete the other stages of the planned work next year. The Newcastle Jets drew with Melbourne City in a pre-season friendly over the weekend. It was the third game that the Jets have managed to score at least three goals in, and they finished up the game on Saturday with Melbourne 3-all. Caretaker coach Craig Dean said they're scoring goals and now they just need to tidy up the defensive side of things. And that's your latest in local news and sport.